Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Jason Quick joined Isaac and Zook, as he does every Thursday during Blazer season yesterday, and he said, looks like Damian Lillard out 3 to 5 games. How screwed is Portland the next 3 to 5 games?
I think that's an easy question, don't you think?
No.
Why?
They've won games without him before.
Okay.
I mean, he's gone down with like an ankle
injury. Are we playing the fun
before.
Game of Dame doesn't matter?
No, I don't think so at all.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a pretty simple question.
Because if you look at it, though, I mean, it all depends on who you play. Does it not? In those 3 to 5 games, because Damian Lillard's groin strain, it looks like he is going to be out for at least tonight, 7:30 tip against New Orleans as the post All-Star break begins. Then again, at home against Detroit and at home against Boston. Those are the next 3 games. All 3 games at home. One of them is a playoff team currently, Boston. And then the other two, New Orleans is playing much far better, obviously, with Zion Williamson healthy.
Ooh, much far better. That was a good, I like that one.
Yeah. They're playing far better, much, again, with Zion. And then you have Detroit, which is dreadful. And then you have Boston. So a good playoff team. And then they have to go on the road if he's out for 5 games. They go to Indiana and to Atlanta. So, I mean, it's not like all doom and gloom. It's not like you're playing the Memphis Grizzlies schedule. And this is another thing is look who the other teams are playing, because the Grizzlies' next 3 games, they go on the road to the Lakers, on the road to the Clippers, on the road to the Rockets. That's the team you're chasing.
Mm-hmm.
So how screwed are they with this? Can you pull out 2 of those 3 wins, you think, without Damian Lillard?
Yeah, what do you think? I don't think they have a chance without that. I mean, he's the best player on the West Coast. Okay, all right. I a little facetious. He's the best guard in this conference. You're not even the same team. I mean,
you might be right. He might be the best player on the West Coast when he's healthy. I mean, this year, when he decides to take over games, I mean,
I don't know. LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and
I would probably give LeBron the nod.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. But, I'm not taking it. I'm not going above and beyond here, like to saying that Dame's not one of the top 5 players in the league. I believe he is.
Probably the best point guard.
So I think this is it's one of those easy questions. I know we're trying. It's a fun game of let's play the fun game of sports radio and pretend like CJ can carry this team. He never has. He's not that kind of guy. He's never been able to do it. So I'm not going to ask him. It's not like Anthony Simons. Oh, we'll slide right in. He'll be no problem. Mm-hmm. He'll emerge out of nowhere. No, you're losing Damian Lillard. That's like, look what the Nets are doing. The Nets are investing over $70 million on 2 guys that are going to sit out. You lose Kyrie and Kevin Durant. You don't lose you don't lose super all-stars, massive guys that are there and just be like, yeah, no problem.
But you're not losing him for the year. You're looking to tread water. And what we've seen from CJ McCollum is that he can carry you for 2 to 3 games in a stretch, and he can be a volume scorer. Yeah. The big question is not if CJ can score for 2 to 3 games and take over games, is will there be enough help elsewhere?
That's what I'm wondering.
Can he play a pick-and-roll style game with Hassan Whiteside, where Hassan Whiteside is engaged and active and can make a push for you? That is the big question that I have with this Blazers team over the next 3 games, because no doubt about it, we've talked about this. Damian Lillard's playing the best point guard in the NBA right now. I don't think anybody's playing the point guard position better than what Damian Lillard is right now in the NBA. And Trae Young.
Trae Young's playing pretty good.
He had 50 last night.
He's playing pretty good, but he's in his second year. Yeah, he's playing pretty good.
But Damian Lillard is carrying this team
right now. Do we consider Giannis a point guard?
Atlanta is 16-41. Let's not forget about that. Okay. And it's not like the Blazers are setting the world on fire, but at least they're in a hunt for a playoff spot.
So you just proved a point that I think is super important.
Mm-hmm.
And just by those comments, is that point guards that are slight point guards do not carry teams like big, tall, athletic giants.
Well,
Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron. It's good. Shall we keep going? I mean, Kevin Durant. That is the key to success. A large, when I say large, I guess I want to say 6'6 or bigger, 6'7, 6'8, 6'10, a guy that can handle and dribble. That is the secret to this league. It is the secret to the success. I mean, look, how good is Devin Booker? He's really good.
He's really damn good.
How good is the Phoenix Suns?
They're really good.
Chris Paul is pretty good, and Oklahoma City Thunder are kind of like they're in there. They're good, but they don't have it. I mean, look at Houston. Houston is, they are two guards, quality guards, but they're going all small. Are they going to win a championship with that guy? No. You have to have that guy. And where is that guy? Well, they don't make those guys. You have to, those are unicorns.
Yes, they are. And that's exactly what Portland is looking for. You're 100% right. I mean, like every star in the NBA and every NBA championship team, look, the Raptors. What were the Raptors before Kawhi Leonard came to town?
Yeah. But you have Pascal right.
When Kawhi Leonard came to town, they got that unicorn and they won a championship instead of being a bounced in the conference semis or conference finals team. And then you look at the two teams down in LA right now where they have Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on one team and then Anthony Davis and LeBron James on the other. Good God.
You have size matters.
Yes, it does. And this is going to be the interesting part. And this is why I say, you know, how screwed are the Blazers over the next 3 to 5 games? And you could feasibly see them treading water to the point where it's not detrimental based on the fact Memphis has got 3 of the best teams in the West. And then New Orleans has got Portland, Golden State, and then they at the Lakers. All 3 of their games are on the road. You know, you may not see anytime Damian Lillard leaves, you go, oh boy, in 3 to 5 games, that could sink your playoff hopes. And right now the Blazers are what, 3.5 back? Is that what they are? 3.5 back of the Memphis Grizzlies. You have can you steal 2 of these 3 and tread that water? And
I like your optimism. And that's good.
Well, no, I'm not saying that they can. I asked the question, can they tread water? And that's the whole question about this is that can CJ McCollum beat New Orleans tonight, Detroit coming up at home?
Answer your own question then.
Boy, it's really tough because of what I said about can you have a team dynamic with Hassan Whiteside engaged and what is Carmelo Anthony and the likes do.
I don't think
they do.
Yeah,
I don't think they do. I think they lose 2 of the next 3.
What do you play of the rumors that Hassan Whiteside and Bazemore were supposed to be a trade for Kevin Love, and that never panned out, and Love did not want any part of coming to Portland. He continues to not want any part of coming to Portland.
I was never high on the Kevin Love trading for Kevin Love anyways. You know, I just think that Kevin Love is a very solid player. He doesn't fix the issues that this team has, though. You know, from a stylistic
He's a volume play. Scorer with a tall individual that can shoot and score.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
But he doesn't.
He literally does not want any part of playing here.
Injury prone and not good on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. Aren't those the problems with the Portland Trailblazers? Is that the defensive end of the floor is the issue? I mean, because that's what I look at Portland and I go, man, you've got guys that can fill it up.
Is that a player issue or is that a scheme issue? Is that their identity issue?
Well, I think last year we saw that the scheme isn't really the issue. If you have guys that, when the Blazers were at their best, Maurice Harkless was engaged on the defensive end. You had upgrades at defense on the defensive end in Al-Farouq Aminu and Evan Turner from what they have right now. Did they not? And so I don't think it's a scheme issue. I think that it is a player and personnel issue, personally. And then Buck, you sent on a story last night about Kevin Love. Self-proclaimed S-head?
Yeah, he said that he's been a...
What does that mean?
Well, I guess there had been some points where people pointed out bad body language, interactions with his coach.
I don't believe it.
That he was very unhappy. He's been trying to force his way out of Cleveland, obviously.
Yeah.
And he admitted to the media, he goes, yeah, I've been a real S-head at points this season. So self-proclaimed S-head.
At least he's honest and he's not lying about it. Yeah. If you're miserable, I mean, I've said this so many times. Money doesn't make you happy. Those guys are he's making butt ton of money. A butt ton. Does he sound like he's happy about it?
No.
Winning and being around successful people, healthy mental success is way more important. Even at that level, these guys are like, oh, I have to wake up to this crap every day. Let me count my millions. It's not making me happy.
Well, and also on top of that, having a coach that wants you to practice on Christmas Day when you're one of the worst teams in the NBA isn't helping things either.
He was pulling the college thing on the pro guys. That's not working.
That would probably make a guy be an S-head as well. All right, Dame's out 3 to 5 weeks. What do you think they go over the next
3 to 5 games, not weeks?
What, did I say weeks?
You did say weeks.
Easy, buddy.
Three to five games.
Exclusive report here.
3 to 5 games. Next 3 games, what do you think he goes? What do you think the Blazers go? New Orleans at home, Detroit at home, Boston at home. I've got 1 and 2.
I think so, too. I think they beat Detroit and lose the other two.
So in 5 games, yeah, they'll go 2 and 3.
Wait.
You said 5 games.
I said over the next 3, what do you think they go? I said 1 and 2.
Oh, I thought you meant all 5. If he misses 5 games, can I just say he's out five games?
Yeah, sure.
They go 2 and 3.
You go 2 and 3.
Yeah.
2 and 3. What do you have over 5? Because I think 2 and 3 is about right as well. I think that if he's out 3, you go 1 and 2. 2 and 3 if he's out 5. Oof, boy. And where does that put you in the Western Conference standings? Memphis has got at the Lakers, at the Clippers, at Houston. Then they have Sacramento and L.A., the Lakers at home. New Orleans has got at Portland, at Golden State, at the Lakers, Cleveland at home, and then the Lakers at home. So they've got tough stretches as well, both the Grizzlies, who the Blazers are chasing, and the Pelicans, who are chasing Portland and Memphis. All right, that game kicks off tonight, though, the 3-game stretch without Dame. New Orleans, Zion and company in Moda Center, a 7:30 tip here in Rip City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.